Then we are going to talk about the complications and comorbidities in protein energy malnutrition. So the complications may arise as a result of the disease or as a result of the treatment of the disease. So the first complication is a refeeding syndrome, which is a fatal phenomenon, and it occurs when a malnourished patient is started the treatment with the nutrients either enterally or parenterally after a period of prolonged deprivation. So when we start refeeding the patient, it provides a glycemic load to the patient, and then it initiates the production of glycogen, fat and a protein for which various vitamin cofactors and electrolytes are required, such as phosphorus and magnesium, which are utilized very rapidly, and hence it results in the depletion of these micronutrients. As a result, there will be electrolyte imbalance, such as hypophosphatemia, hypomagnesemia, hypokalemia. Hypokalemia occurs basically when the insulin is released, so it will result in hypokalemia. So the treatment of this is that we start the refeeding slowly and gradually, and should not be given greater than 50% of the calculated energy requirement, and then it is gradually increased over a period of 4 to 7 days if the refeeding is tolerated. Associated comorbidities of the protein energy malnutrition should also be treated, which includes dental caries, periodontal disease, tooth loss, personality and mood disturbances, attention deficit disorder, neuropsychiatric developmental abnormalities, cerebellar development, motor coordination abnormalities. All of these should be treated at the same time. So if we leave this patient untreated, what will happen? It will result in increased mortality risk.